أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. In the previous ayats we read that these people who falsified the day of Qiyamah, it is just because of the transgression and the commitment of sins that their hearts have become black and they don't believe in the Akhirat. This is a great reality that we have to understand, that Allah has made the heart the recipient, the place where the nur of Allah Ta'ala comes down. But when a person commits sins, then the heart starts becoming black, a black spot forms. If a person doesn't make tawbah, then the heart becomes more and more black with more commitment of sin. And if a person makes tawbah sincerely and removes it and cleans the heart, then that nur which comes from Allah Ta'ala, the heart takes it in. Otherwise, when the heart becomes black, we did not make tawbah, then a person goes further into sin, and so much so that Allah protect us, that he will speak against deen and go into kufr also. So this is a very important aspect, and Allah Ta'ala before that explains to us that what was one of the major sins of these people. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا جَبْ سُنَائِ اُسْكُ هَمَارِ آيَةِ. And when our ayats are brought to them, that is, when Allah revealed it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in turn Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it to the people, that these are the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when these ayat were read, though it comes in other places clearly, the people of Iman, their Iman just increased all the time. But these people who denied and falsified, their kufr increased all the time, because the more the ayats were revealed, the more they disbelieved and the more their kufr increased. So one of the leaders who was a famous against the Muslims, he used to say very openly, قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ كَهِ نَقْلِهِ بِهْلُكِ. He should say that these are just the stories of the people of the past. These are just fairy tales and people, old lady stalks. This is what they had come with. This is no revelation from Allah Ta'ala. Na'uzu billah. It is not the truth. Na'uzu billah. But it is just the old lady's talks. So this was unfortunately a common thing. And this is a very major sin. Many times we don't regard these as sins what we talk. When we hear talks of deen, we hear ayats of Quran, we hear the rulings which the ulama, the muftis have given, then we pass very, very funny remarks about them. And that is a very, very dangerous thing which blackens the heart. And when the heart becomes black, then the nur of Allah Ta'ala, the heart cannot take it. And then we refuse and we disbelieve. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla bal, koi nahi par. It isn't this at all. Those people, they were adamant. They should say, what, must we be intimidated by these fairy tales, by these stories? We won't. We are going to carry on as our forefathers had taught us. And at the wrong way which they were on, idol worship and all the evil, they were adamant and determined to carry on in that way. Allah Ta'ala says, there is nothing like this what they are saying. The reality is, رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. زنگ پکر گیا ہے ان کے دلوں پر جو وہ کماتے تھے. Their hearts have become rusted. Their hearts have been covered with this rust. Their ability is still there. The heart is still there. But now it has been covered with this rust. And what is this rust? What they have earned. That is the sin that they have committed. Their continuous sinning. So sin is our worst enemy. Our enemy more than anyone else. No country really is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. It's our own sins are our enemies. The more we purify our hearts, and this is absolutely essential, the more, like a mirror, if it hasn't been cleaned for a very long time, and in fact all type of dirt and things started falling on that mirror, it can't receive the light that is shined on it. But if the mirror is cleaned properly, and now a small light also, like a torch, it works on the principle, a small bulb is in there. But around it is that shining substance like a mirror, and that makes the small bug's light very intense, and it throws out that light with a lot of light. Like that, the heart is also like that. If the heart is clean, and therefore the cleanliness of the heart is absolutely essential, then that nur of Allah comes into that heart, and then a person himself benefits and others benefit from it also. But if the heart is not clean, if the heart is dirty, and it is because of our sinning, then that heart cannot take that nur of Allah Ta'ala. A person himself does not benefit. There is no question of benefiting other people also. So therefore, sins are our worst enemies, and we have to make tawbah and stay away from sins at all costs. A person must determine that even if my life goes, but I won't commit a sin. The desire for the sin will definitely be very great, and shaitan, he deceives us that commit the sin at this one time. After that you make tawbah and never must go back to it. But just satisfy yourself this one time. But that is never the case. If a person drinks salty water and wants to quench his thirst won't be quenched. Drink sweet water and your thirst will be quenched. With salty water, your sin, your desire for water will still be there all the time. So with sin, a person will never be satisfied. He will just want to commit more. And the worst harm of it is when the heart becomes black. Then even tawbah doesn't make sense to a person. And a person says, what did sabr help me? I practiced so long on deen, what did deen help me? Na'uzubillah. Such words a person starts saying. That deen is not going to be the salvation for the Muslims, for the Muslims of the world also. We need other things to solve our problems. Deen can't solve our problems. This is when the heart reaches that stage, then no, we don't understand anything, and everything is upside down, and everything goes in a different way. So the starting point here is that a person makes a lot of tawbah and sincerely, and stays away from all type of sin. And though it is a tough test, but a person has to go through it, stay away from sin, and then see, it's not going to happen overnight. We were all expected just to happen suddenly, but a person will have to be at it all the time, and definitely then, when we make sincere tawbah, we stay away from sin, Allah will put all the right things in the heart, and a person will see his path clearly, which is the path that will take us to Jannah. May Allah bless us with these realities. وآخر دعوانا